Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The Daily Migs Show with Taryn Daly.
Sometimes I like nibble on his like knuckle skin.
And Steve Migs.
What is going on right now?
On The Rock 99.9 KISW.
Many Nirvana fans have been talking about a demo for a long time now for a song called Opinion that had never been released.
So it's like the holy grail for Nirvana fans. Like it was talked about, but no one ever had a copy of this version of the song.
They knew the version existed in the ether.
They've heard the song before.
It was from a performance the band made on KAOS, a radio station, but this version of the song was never released until last week.
Right, and so I was thinking like it would be fun to talk to somebody that maybe has a connection from the band from back in the day, and there was a great producer, great engineer. His name is John Goodmanson, and he used to do a radio show at KAOS and had Nirvana on his show back in 1987, back when they were called Skid Row. So they weren't even Nirvana at the time. And I know all this because way back in the day, my band Peter Parker got to record with him, and he was sharing some of those stories. So, and I'm very fired up. First of all, John, thank you so much for joining. It's so good to hear your voice again after all these years.
Yeah, absolutely, Steve.
I think the last time we saw each other was at that Green Day concert at the drive-in in...
Right.
That was awesome.
In Auburn or someplace. Yeah.
So, John, obviously you've worked with so many great bands from Death Cab for Cutie, Harvey Danger, Brandi Carlile, the Wu-Tang Clan as well, keeping us on our toes with the Wu-Tang Clan. I just was hoping that you could bring us back to 1987 when you were working at KAOS. What made you want to pursue having this band called Skid Row to come in studio and perform? And just give us the full backstory, because, I mean, really, that might have been, you probably would be able to tell us, that probably was like the first radio performance appearance by Nirvana that anyone's ever had.
I think it was, but, well, like you said, they weren't called Nirvana yet, so I don't know if it counts. it was the radio station for the Evergreen State College, and I was in a band called Danger Mouse, and Skid Row had played with us at some arts base in Olympia. The bass player in Danger Mouse was a gal named Donna Drash, who has a band called Team Drash that's really quite famous. And the two of us had back-to-back radio shows Monday nights, because the radio station didn't let rock music happen until after 10 p.m., right after like the spoken word hour. So pretty much they alienated the whole audience before we got on.
Yeah, what a great
lead-in. We would have bands on. Yeah, it was just, I mean, you know. But that's community radio. That's kind of the fun of it, too. So we had 4 hours. We'd have local bands on all the time. We had Beat Happening. We'd have bands that were on the road, too, because we were halfway between Portland and Seattle. So there were some pretty cool bands that came through. And, so it was these guys from Aberdeen, the old drummer, and I'm really sad that I can't remember his name. He deserves for me to remember his name. At the time, he had a porn mustache.
Nice.
So he clearly did not necessarily fit in. I mean, because, Kurt and Chris looked pretty much like they always did. You know, one guy's 7 foot tall and the other guy's a handsome devil with blonde hair.
Was it Aaron Buckhart or Burkhard, I think?
That sounds right.
Yeah.
That sounds totally right. He was later in a metal band called Helltrout that I recorded. I think he had a normal job. He didn't want to go on the road.
Wow.
Yeah, so he was replaced by actually a guy I went to high school with named Chad Channing. Mm-hmm. I think Danger Mouse and Nirvana, they were called Nirvana by the time we both calling in favors to open for the Melvins at the Central to, you know, 50 people or whatever. So, I mean, you know, this is how it starts. This is all like tiny stuff. And you know, it's kind of pre-Bleach era that they played on the radio. But they played up in the, you know, concrete little tiny green room of KAOS FM Olympia, which is now it's actually built out to be a lot more like a real radio station. Back then it was a broom closet and us. So we actually had our transmitter was in the closet of the men's room on the top floor of the student building. That was always fun to go check the transmitter.
Well, yeah, you had to go to the bathroom and you're like, oh, look over by the urinal. Right. There's the, there's the transmitter.
And
why
then
not?
The full, I mean, it wasn't a very powerful transmitter, but, you know, it could kill you pretty easily. And it was crammed into this little closet. So, you know, it was a blast.
And so then, I don't know if you've been keeping tabs, like recently the song Opinion came out as the demo version, which is, I mean, we could give you a little bit of a sample of just like what it sounds like, but.
Yeah. Well, congratulations. You have won. It's a year's subscription. All bad puns and a makeshift story. All concerned. And you set it up to see it burn.
And a lot of people are sharing this now on YouTube, and it's finally come out. Have you been keeping up on this whole saga about this demo and finally it making its way out for people to hear?
When you guys got in touch, I went looking for it, and I hadn't really found it. I was like, and you said it's from KAOS FM, but it sounds like it's from a later radio show.
Well, I think the the version that's been out there was from KAOS, but this is the version that he must have recorded like in a room with like, you know, old school recording equipment. Obviously, it's nothing like
But this like was a little four track or something.
Yeah, and this was the version that nobody's ever heard before. And this might be a silly question, but I was curious to ask you because I know the Beatles recently made news because they grabbed some audio of an old song that John Lennon was working on that never got finished, and they used digital stuff and artificial intelligence and were able to kind of put together a really cool version of a Beatles song. How do you feel about that kind of stuff? Being a guy that's in the record industry, a producer, would you be opposed if somebody tried to turn that song into a new Nirvana song for all of us to hear?
Can I tell you, I just got off a Zoom call with an AI startup. So this is very present in all of our lives right now.
Yeah.
I think it's a little bit, I think you could get that vocal pretty easily from that demo, and then you could build something around it. And to me, that's probably acceptable because it comes from an honest vocal performance. But one of the things I found online was an AI constructed fake Nirvana track, and the vocals were done by a Nirvana cover band. To me, the idea of a cover band is something Kurt would have just scoffed at.
Right.
So, you know, it's like when they try to use a Beastie Boys song in a TV commercial. Yeah, I was just like, no, never. There has to be a line somewhere. It gets into some very weird gray areas, which this AI startup was just talking to me about. And I'm like, yeah, maybe I'm training the machine to replace me in that.
It's scary. Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, John, if you don't mind, we just want to pop you on hold for a second. We will get more with John Goodmanson about his experience working with Nirvana back in 1987, before they were even called Nirvana. They were called Skid Row.
And let's go ahead and play some Nirvana.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.